Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
Once in a while, you wonder what really matters in life. Frankly, I believe thinking, speaking, and behavior matters in every relationship. For example, parent-child, teacher-student, government-citizen, boss-employee, and even friend-friend. Without being well-thought, well-spoken, and well-behaved, relationships can be compromised, even shallow. Sadly, they can become destructive. Conversely, when a person thinks carefully, their speaking and behavior becomes meaningful. Additionally, this benefits everyone around them. Interestingly, thinking, speaking, and behavior matters even globally. Let's explore. Since this is a scripture dissection, we always cover four areas. First, what does it say? Second, what does it mean? Third, make it personal. And fourth, make a commitment. So let's start with what does it say? And we have three exciting verses that are my favorites, that we'll look at together. Philippians 4:8. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Ephesians 4:29 is our next verse. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, or, and this is in parentheses in one translation, or use bad language, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. Then Ephesians 4:30 and 31, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. And you'll notice that those are all behaviors. So, that's what those verses say. Now let's go on to what do they mean. And before we look at each verse, let's look at some helpful ideas on thoughts, words, and behavior. Let's start with thoughts. Thoughts have power. Interestingly, thoughts are like the wind, invisible, yet just like the wind powers a windmill or a sail on a ship, thoughts have power. Additionally, thoughts can take you to a very good place or to a place you really shouldn't go. Words also have power. Realistically, words can heal or wound. Also, they have power to change both perspective and behavior. Whether words are lies or truth, the power of speaking them normalizes how you think and what you then practice. This can be very good or extremely bad. Also, behavior has power. Have you noticed the power of a commercial? Marketers know that in just seconds, as you watch quick, short snippets of what people are doing on screen to demonstrate a product, you are influenced to become a buyer. Well, now it's time to dig into each verse. First, the Philippians 4:8 verse that talks about thinking. Let's go through it again. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Basically, this verse appeals to your human nobility, essentially that you are made in God's image, and every one of those descriptive words, true, noble, right, pure, etc., is how you should think all day. If your thoughts don't match up with this list, trade out your thoughts for what's on the list. After all, this kind of thinking is how God thinks. All right, on to the Ephesians 4:29 verse that talks about the speaking part. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, or as one translation says, or use bad language, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. Interestingly, this verse starts with a definite how not to speak. Subsequently, unwholesome talk includes whatever focuses on negativity, deceptions, lies, meanness, and so forth. Notice one translation even does include bad language. Then the verse describes what you should say, whatever sincerely builds another person up based on their needs. Interestingly, it's other-centered, very community and world-focused. All right, on to Ephesians 4, 30 and 31, which talks about a lot of behaviors. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Remarkably, this verse goes deeper to the core of human nature. By inference, it includes thoughts, and it also includes speech. Consequently, it addresses behavior. In other words, the focus is on intimate relationship with God and knowing when you grieve His Spirit. It also infers you have power to make the right decisions. So applying these verses affects some things. First, the way you approach problems. Next, evaluation of your choices. Also, your personal power to do the right thing. Plus, your efforts and desire to be like Jesus. And finally, those verses affect how you approach family, friends, and colleagues. And that is what those verses mean. Now let's go on to make it personal. This implies the observable changes in your life and your relationships. In reality, the first action point to thinking, speaking, and behavior is to believe it matters. Frankly, Scripture sometimes gets in your face. Nevertheless, the guidance of God's Word is essential to live an alive and active life. Here are some points that help you think through this. First of all, quite literally, Scripture gives wisdom to know what to do. Plus, the second point is that God's Word provides insight to creatively develop healthy patterns of thought, speech, and behavior. And then finally, the third point, Scripture sets boundaries on each side of your life, like runway lights keep a plane in the right lane. Let's explore how to make each of those verses personal, and we'll start with Philippians 4:8. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, and if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. As soon as a thought enters your mind, put it through the grid. That's the grid, this verse we just read. If it doesn't pass, don't allow that thought to turn into words or behaviors. After all, words and behaviors start in thoughts. Notice the verse ends with, think about such things. So, it all starts in your mind. If something comes to mind that is not true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, or praiseworthy, just dump it. Contrastingly, if thoughts do line up with this grid, start looking for creative and encouraging words to make the world a better place. Plus, engage behaviors that prove you are genuine, made in God's image. Interestingly, this is how to prove God cares by what you do. Let's go on to Ephesians 4:29. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths or use bad language, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. This is a high bar for your speech. To represent God Himself, Can you ever picture a scenario where God lets out a string of expletives or gossip about so-and-so or expresses something nasty? Of course not. God wants you to build up your family, friends, community, your nation, and this broken, hurting world. What are you doing to benefit those who hear your words? Do you prove you care about others' needs by how you speak? Let's go on to Ephesians 4, 30 and 31. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of these behaviors: bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Did you know that you have the power to grieve God's Spirit? Ouch! God's Spirit has literally done the work to seal you for eternity. So why would you ever think, say, or do something to grieve Him and damage that relationship? Here, again, is a list of things to not do: bitterness, rage, anger, brawling, slander, and malice. If you don't act well for your own personal character development, at least get rid of choices that grieve God's Holy Spirit. He wants intimate relationship with you. In fact, He says in Isaiah 30, verse 21, "You will hear a voice behind you saying, 'This is the way, do this, walk here.'" That's how much God cares about you. Let's look at some action points. And these action points help you to make all of this content personal. First of all, memorize today's verses. In fact, memorize lots of scriptures for guidelines that you need. The second thing is to pause and pray about your thoughts, words, and behaviors before you engage them. Third thing is to be present each moment to consider how to best contribute to what is happening. Fourth, be focused to partner with God from your heart. Fifth, identify areas you need to change. And then number six, track your progress and be encouraged as you sincerely strive forward. You know what? All of those things, so many practical points, that's how you make those verses personal. And now we go on to the fourth section, make a commitment. And here's where we talk about the application thoughts and questions. Number one, have you realized your thinking, speaking, and behavior matters? Two, are you working hard to think thoughts that are true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, and praiseworthy? Three, which specific action points in this content do you find most helpful? Number four, are you leaning into God's Holy Spirit to hear all He is saying to you? Five, what do you need to change? Six, do you have conviction to live so that you don't grieve God's Holy Spirit? Seven, importantly, stay connected to Jesus as you live each day. He lives inside your heart. So, first, strive to stay in step with Him. Second, stay safely in His love and enjoy Him every day. And then third, pray for guidance, for strength, and for power. This is for your quiet time. I wanted to tell you that portions of this content come from my book, Epistles for an iGeneration, Relevant in a Digital Age. This is a devotional book that takes you through 1 and 2 Corinthians. You'll find practical action points that help you know God better and nurture personal growth. You can find this book in our bookstore, www.aliveandactivelife.org/store. I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.